You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com.
The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is liberty. Each week, we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty. Rock and roll.
Hey there, Liberty lovers. This is Mark Clare of the Lions of Liberty podcast, where we strive to bring you great conversations about the ideas of liberty 3 days a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Check us out at lionsofliberty.com.
Hey guys, this is Roger Paxton, and if you're fed up with the government running every single aspect of your life, but you're not listening to the Lava Flow podcast yet, then what's wrong with you? Check us out at thelavaflow.com, or just go back to sucking up to the government. The Lava Flow podcast, striking the root every single episode.
We are supported by listeners like you. Donate per month or make a one-time donation through PayPal or Patreon at wearelibertarians.com. Welcome to We Are Libertarians for this week. I am your host, Chris Spangle. We Are Libertarians brings you all of the irreverence modern politics deserves. You can learn more about us at wearelibertarians.com. Normally, I have a big rambling statement of things that I'd like you to do to help support the broadcast, but we are in a separate location, far, far away from home. And to my left this week is Greg Lenz. Greg, how are you?
I am doing well, Chris. I'm 2 weeks in a row to your left. I'm feeling quite liberal.
I know.
Quite snowflake.
You are. You're just quite the little snowflake. To your left is Seth. Seth, how are you doing?
Just fine. I met a hero of mine today.
You did? How was it?
It was fine, but he was hiding from me at first. I don't know why.
Well, he hid his face in case he caught the gay, is what he said. You met Jeff Vibbert.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Did you bring the clamps?
Left those at home.
Yes, Jeff Vibbert is a coworker of mine and a very talented young man. I actually did their podcast earlier today, so you can listen to Chris Spangle on the Jeff Vibbert podcast if you download that feed. And Seth is quite smitten with young Jeff. Was it everything you thought? And you got to help me edit as a special thank you, Seth.
Oh, yeah.
You got to help me edit a video of Jeff eating an orange in the shower.
Yeah, it was nice, just a little too PG in some spots.
Yeah.
Like, it should have been more authentic.
You offered to do a couple reshoots?
Yeah, we could reshoot, just patch it up. I mean, they did that with Rogue One, and it turned out great. So.
Right. Next to you is Lil' Brett Bittner making his return to We Are Libertarians. At his own pace.
Always.
Taking your time getting back here, Brett.
You know it. Well, you know, I'm back 21% smaller.
You are. You're looking very good. You know, as good as you can look.
Well, yeah, you know what happens.
We're 79% of the way to our goal.
No, we're 21% of the way to
goal. Oh, yeah, we have 79% to go.
Yeah.
We're almost to never Bittner.
Dude, I'm working on it as hard as I can. I've got 21% less since the end of October.
I'm about to get you some champagne, Adderall, and cigarettes like a supermodel.
Just want to thank Brett Bittner for slowly dying. Now, next to you... the man who has 1.7 million downloads in 1 month.
The Turkish sensation.
Oh, nobody is hotter than Turkey. It is Mr. Tad Hangin' Chad Western.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, what's your name, Greg, for having me on.
It's nice to have you here, Tad, you're in your snakeskin hat.
Yeah, I took my hat off because I like to show, you know, This is my reverence, you know.
Yes, and I appreciate that.
During the intros of the We Are Libertarians.
Now, I've had several people tweet me and say, does Chris Spangle really think that the Tad Western thing is funny? And the answer is yes. I think it's hilarious.
What Tad Western thing? Myself?
Right, exactly.
Do we have to take him to the ranch?
I think, Seth, do you have room at the ranch?
The dude ranch?
Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot what I was supposed to be.
He's daydreaming about
now
Vibbert.
Listen, yeah, we'll get to that.
Got him on to Vibbert.
In my defense, Brokeback Mountain is a good film.
No,
yes, it is.
I have to agree with Seth. It was shot
pretty well. I'm not going to lie.
I wish I could quit you. And then when he finds the shirt with the blood on it, oh my gosh.
Oh.
It's adorable.
I've never seen that.
I was talking more about the livestock and the, you know.
Oh, fuck off,
the views.
No, not in that way.
Now, next to him is Mr. Harry Price. Harry, how are you doing?
I'm going great. Got a couple of new updates on my pineapple this week. I'm going to be probably playing that with that this weekend.
Now, obviously, this is a super podcast. Before this, we had a business
meeting. Hold on a minute. Can we just backstep there? Did anyone? Am I the only one who caught that? Like, he made updates to his pineapple?
Right.
Yeah.
Is this like a Raspberry Pi thing that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's a small little like a rogue access point. It's really cool. It's kind of like that roving rogue access point. You use it to like penetrate like and test Wi-Fi networks.
Okay.
It's basically a way to mask your MAC address and spoof it, and then log into their Wi-Fi.
Yeah, maybe Dear Leader didn't know what it was, but he just kind of like moved on.
I did, because
without missing a beat.
Did you think it was a SpongeBob reference?
80% of the time, I have no idea what Harry is talking about.
See, that's what it's like at brunch on Saturdays, is I have no idea what he's talking about.
I know.
80% of the time.
Harry is one of my best friends, but I never know what the fuck he's saying.
But it's really, really cool, because like right now, like I'm war driving, I'm picking up, like I got like two unsecure networks I found inside this building. So I can't wait to, you know, like play with those later. It's going to be fun.
No, let's not do that, Harry. Jesus.
Can't take him anywhere.
No, yep. I can't, because he'll try and hack your network.
Did you know that when I went to D.C., he tried to get me to go by the White House with the pineapple thing to do whatever he wants?
You may want to edit that out.
Simply just wanted you to walk around the White House with the pineapple, with it on, and then just turn it off.
I hate to say it, but they run every neighborhood.
Bittner?
Harry.
Oh. Now, so we had a little bit of a meeting beforehand, a two-hour meeting about the future of We Are Libertarians. We're always assessing. We're always tweaking. There's a lot of big things that we are trying to work through and figure out as we grow. We have added 2,000 new listeners since Election Day. And to those of you who are listening, so that puts us up over, we have over 6,000 unique listeners a month. And that is up from zero 5 years ago when we began this podcast. And to all of you who are new, these are some of the main cast members. And I am the host, Chris Spangle. Greg Lenz is my co-host, the permanent co-host. And then all of our other guest hosts, co-host, I don't know, what we'll call you a co-host as well. Greg and I make up the bulk of the show, and then we always bring in our friends to come in and talk. And you're going to get to hear a lot more from them in the near future. And, you know, as we have grown and as we have absorbed the new Facebook page, the activity around We Are Libertarians has really taken off and has become something that we either have to make a decision to make it into an actual real thing.
It's like trying to enter adulthood and deciding whether to take that fifth year at college.
Right.
I want to grow up.
My armpits smell, and I have hair where I don't know that I should have hair, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So I got mommies and daddies together.
I think I'm
going
to change majors and stick around here for another year.
Right. So we're just working through some things as to how we can, as a podcast, offer all of you more content without killing me. So, because I already work, many, many hours on We Are Libertarians to provide you with entertainment. So stick with us. I'm not going to tell you what we're up to, because when I've done that in the past and not followed through, you guys don't let me forget it. And we will be following through on that stuff, because Jeremiah Morrill said so. And
did he?
No, I don't know. I just like Jeremiah.
Lance Jarrett is going around issuing demands.
I mean, have you ever known him not to?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. You know, you take over one county and you think you rule the state.
He is building statues to himself in Henry County.
I do support that.
He took over the park board, and then next thing you know, Libertarian Park is open. It's really weird.
And they're selling alcohol. They're selling pigeons, fish.
Unfortunately, it's full of ANCAPs, Liberty LARPing.
I know. All those. It's the Henry County Free State Project.
Right. It is.
Everyone's going around trading apples and fish droppings.
It's just one park with a bunch of freeloaders. freeloaders in tents.
So it's New Hampshire.
Right, exactly.
Oh, they're not freeloaders. You know, they pay in Dogecoin for those campsites.
See,
oh, yeah.
You call them Liberty LARPers, and then we have to cede the floor to Harry and Seth to tell us about...
You call them Liberty LARPers.
No, you made that up.
I made it up, but, I mean, you used it. I wasn't gonna let them pretend what they do is, you know, benefiting Liberty. Passing digital currency like that helps.
Well, New Hampshire also got constitutional carry this week.
They did.
Why didn't they have it before? If they were free like Indiana, they'd have had it.
Indiana doesn't have constitutional carry.
I carry a pocket constitution. It says right to bear arms. I do what I want. That's because I'm a great American.
Yeah. That's a tadstitution.
That's right. I'm sovereign of the Tad Western Ranch.
So we were getting together, and if there's things that, you know, if you want more of us, less of us, if you want to write for We Are Libertarians, if you want to help us manage various things, if you want to get involved, send me a note at editor@wearelibertarians.com, and we'll talk. We've added 10 new writers to the website at wearelibertarians.com and imported some of their stuff, so you can go back and read their old stuff. We've added the archives of Brett Bittner. You can go and read the fine words of little Brett Bittner.
Wait, we did that already?
Already.
All right, awesome.
You're already in there. So please check out
Are there multiple pace options to read?
We have a medium pace, which is my favorite Adam Sandler song.
Is there a homeschool option? where there's actually a finger that draws a line under the words as you go along?
A homeschooling option would be a wall of text.
Full autism with no indentations or periods.
Listen,
zero punctuation.
Yeah.
I need help, guys.
With a heavy dose of Jesus.
You need help?
Now, listen, first off, don't expect much out of this episode. There's way too many people in here to really jump into anything
too
serious.
Much bullshit.
We've already been together for 2 hours. We're going to shoot some videos afterwards. We're just getting in touch with you. We have all this talent.
It's a State of the Union.
Absolutely.
It's a wall State of the Union.
Absolutely.
This is a wall All-Star Weekend is what this is.
Yes.
The Wall-Star Game.
You're welcome.
Fucking kill yourself, Tad.
You're welcome.
Just go murder yourself in the street.
Harry, who won the All-Star Game?
I have no idea anymore.
Oh, shit. My bad.
I want to say the West. Yeah, I don't know.
Harry defies all stereotypes. Harry is my personal financial advisor.
Yep. I make sure he stays, you know, well, tries to make sure he stays in the black.
Light pink, is that about the best you can do?
Yeah, light pink, but he hangs out with Greg, so he likes seeing red a lot. So.
Harry told me his...
I keep him in the Cherokee red.
Harry told me his credit score, and I went, wow, that high? And so I hired him.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You're like, wow, it goes to three digits?
Yeah. Oh, oh, man.
See, we've already had an accident.
Leave it to the gay guy to collapse the rod.
That's it.
Yep.
Is it good?
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, you may want to clean your cheek off, though. Yeah. Get a little something on it.
Yeah. Just don't touch it.
Yeah, stop touching
don't
things.
Touch the rod.
It falls like that when you don't cup it from bottom. I would have thought you'd really had this down, but unfortunately, just, you know, it isn't working out.
Raised,
of course,
but I raised my credit score the easy black way by just marrying a white woman. It's so much easier.
Now, I feel like I've trapped Seth in his gayness because I said, you know, the reason we mention that stuff, and if you guys are ever uncomfortable with it, let me know, but I think it's just a funny way to the people to get to know the characters. And so Seth has been making gay jokes about himself nonstop. You can be other things than gay, you know.
Yeah, and I am.
He has
just
the undercut.
Yeah, I've got the Hitler Youth thing going for me.
Right. I would classify that under the gay thing, Greg. I don't know about
you.
Richard Spencer is so triggered right now.
Speaking of, you saw it. You went to ISF.
I saw that whole thing live, and I live streamed about 20 minutes of it.
On our Facebook page.
Yeah, from the Facebook page.
Yep.
So got to see Jeffrey Tucker just lose his shit.
And I had a different perspective than every other libertarian, apparently.
Of course, because you love Nazis.
You're not alone, Greg. There's a few other right-leaning Nazi libertarians who were echoing your sentiment.
No.
including some at the convention, but I don't care. Like, it's bullshit. You can love on Trump as much as you want, but you have to draw a line where you stop going
down. I do, and I don't love Richard
Your
Spencer.
Line is when liberals run out, the tear ducts go dry, and you can't get any more out of them.
No.
That's your line.
My thing is that I have actually, I have read Richard Spencer, and so I've followed his movement and his rise and his history, and so I disagree with everything he arrives at. Yeah. No, I do. I disagree with everything he arrives at, but I don't just blanket reject him like almost everyone else does.
That's fine, and I wouldn't even be opposed to hearing Richard Spencer talk or
if
like,
he were
singing
invited.
That stuff. But
he would be.
There is
no,
a time.
Not Seth. If Richard were invited to speak.
There's a time and a place, and coming into a conference, essentially crashing the party to troll it. Like you weren't invited. You're doing this just to try and, you know, because that was a Salon article waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Of libertarians host Nazi at their conference, and then cue sensationalism. So he did it just to damage the ISFLC's movement and to troll, and Jeffrey Tucker was right. The only reason he was allowed to remain there was public accommodation laws.
But Jeffrey Tucker had to adopt the framework of the god Hans Hermann Hoppe and physically remove him, so
the
to
hotel,
speak. Everything
the hotel
Jeffrey Tucker writes about being open arms and allowing all
the
opinion.
Hotel staff.
All of a sudden, Hoppe came in very, very...
No.
You go from zero to helicopter ride real quick.
Richard Spencer got a helicopter ride by Jeffrey
Tucker.
Yeah,
he got another one today.
The hotel...
But they expect that there.
Yeah. The hotel staff were the ones who came.
Is that how you're going to let Jeffrey Tucker save his credibility? They were the ones who physically removed.
Jeffrey Tucker did
that. That's the recommendation of Jeffrey Tucker.
Yeah, I mean, this is all...
So it's okay as long as I don't throw Bittner out of a helicopter. I pay someone to throw Bittner out of a helicopter.
I'm pretty sure Spencer wasn't helicoptered out of there. But, I mean, that's the same accusation Spencer said back to Jeff was, oh, what, are you going to kick me out? And he's like, no, this hotel establishment would kick you out.
That's such a cucked answer. I'm sorry.
If he owned the hotel, then he could kick them out.
He
himself.
Did for the day.
No, he didn't.
ISFL did.
They didn't own it. They just were like...
Leasing
the space or whatever.
So they didn't have rights.
They were homesteading it.
They homesteaded it?
Yeah, but they couldn't have just like, you know, turned it into like a commie execution chamber.
Next time I see Dr. Tucker, I'm going to ask him if he still thinks, you know, if democracy is better than monarchy. Because then if he has any consistency at all.
I don't know that he, has he ever said that?
No, that's how Hoppe believes that democracy is a false god.
Yeah, but I don't think Jeff is in opposition to
but
that.
But now he's using Al Hoppe's philosophy.
No, he's not.
I know, I've been triggering libertarians at this all week, and they keep getting mad.
You've been a real asshole lately, Greg.
Have I?
Forever? Not personally, but I think, I was like, you know, I love Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Rorty. He's like, hate that book.
That was to see what you'd do. And I told you that. I go, I think that's the book that like every libertarian loves, like, because it's so great. And so like it's one of those things. Whenever there's something like that, I just like to be like, that's a shit book. I like Mein Kampf better, and then watch the reaction of the person that likes it.
So I got to tell you guys a story about what happened when I got home from work today. My dogs watch television while I'm gone. I get home today.
Of course they fucking do.
I bet they want... Do they like Harry Connick Jr.? Or are they more Maury fans?
No.
Has Raptor ever tried to do a paternity test on the pug?
No, he has not. But I get home from work today, and they are sitting there absolutely enthralled with Hitler documentaries on television.
Greg?
Are they Rottweilers or German Shepherds?
I have to wonder if Greg snuck into my house... and is trying to brainwash my dogs.
That's how I knew what Harry's pineapple was.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So one of our new contributors sent me a note and said, hey, what have I associated myself with here? Because I just went on Greg's page and there's a picture of him with three Nazi girls doing the Hitler salute and him with a thumbs up on it. And I'd like you to explain yourself.
Who was it?
I'm not going to say on air who it was, but it was one of the new contributors who was very concerned that maybe they had fallen into an alt-right Nazi group.
Because winners aren't losers?
I didn't make that.
Who made that?
Aaron.
Who?
Ron.
Aaron. James McRussell made that and put that on my page and tagged me in it.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. That guy that we used to be friends with?
Aaron who went AWOL.
Who is Aaron?
Aaron who?
So this person made it.
This person that doesn't exist any longer.
Right.
Because all of a sudden we're not cool enough.
Right. It's cold and distant.
He waited till late at night, tagged me in it, had no idea and woke up and it already had 6 likes and 2 hearts. So I was like, at this point I have to just add it to the timeline.
No, it's really don't. At this point, so many people love it, all 8 of them.
Well, I mean, it was overnight. That's a lot. I don't have 5,000 Facebook friends. Yeah, eight is a lot.
Eight people heart it at 3 a.m.? Yeah. You know you've got something.
But it's just Christy Avery. She's hearting everything.
Well, it was mainly listeners.
That's true.
I know. That's it's Raymond Quick, Christy Avery. It's Rick Irvine.
Well, I didn't realize that I wasn't allowed to bring my blend of diversity to the show.
Is it any worse than any of the other shit Greg has done, though? Really?
Like,
how many months of Hitspiration did we have?
Oh, not enough.
A whole year, damn it.
It was really fun.
Not enough.
So listen, I just explained to him that one of the principles of We Are Libertarians is that we allow a diversity of thought, and all thought is welcome. We're not Nazis.
We're mocking Nazis.
We don't believe in genocide. We just don't think that to me, the fact that cursing is off limits is stupid. Like, the fact that fuck.
Oh, come on. Says the guy who has tried to censor his own podcast, like, on three different occasions. I've been listening for that long. I remember when you were censoring it out.
Yeah, but I've had a change of heart. I just look at it and I go, why is fuck a bad word? It doesn't make sense. It's a stupid social construct that nobody adheres to.
Thank you, Puritans.
Exactly. I think that, like, Hitler jokes are making a comeback. 9/11 jokes are making a comeback because our generation has just decided that things that are off limits are now not off limits because it's stupid to make things off limits. And so in a roundabout way, I tried to explain this to him. I just said, listen, none of us believe that genocide is a good thing.
No.
None of us are anti-Semitic.
No.
And none of us think Hitler did anything wrong. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
I'm out of here.
Right, Tad. Meanwhile, Tad over here.
I heard you say he didn't kill enough Jews earlier.
Right now, Tad is probably on his phone putting a dead Syrian baby on a photo as we speak.
Watching David Beckham bend it like Beckham.
All right.
I memed a dead child into oblivion.
Right.
I mean, he's the most famous.
You won an award?
Yeah.
So,
meme Olympics.
Somebody need to get her.
So no, I'm just having a problem. Don't worry about it. It's
you
nothing
to take care of it.
Nothing pineapple related. So
not yet, anyways. Printers are my specialty. I love printers. They're awesome. They accept everything. They're so accepting.
How many dick butts is going to be printed out?
No more than there already have been. Okay, yeah, this is the type of place where we encourage that sort of behavior.
I don't see how it's a problem, really.
Yeah. So, anyways,
I do want to clarify. Like, I mock Hitler. Like, I'm not. I don't think Hitler did nothing wrong. I think it's funny to watch the reaction that people have to Hitler, because the reality is, in the free marketplace of ideas, the free exchange of ideas, you can be anything you want. You want to be full libertarian, you want to be full voluntarist, you can outrage and throw the most offensive things in the world up on the internet, and that's just the way it goes. I mean, that if we're going to be free market, we got to allow the free exchange of ideas, and there's no, you know, saying, ooh, that's too bad, or ooh, that's, you know, and so that's my personal belief, and that's what I go with. Doesn't mean that's why I read Richard Spencer, that's why I read Karl Marx. That's why I read John Locke. I read those because I want to actually know what I'm talking about rather than just, you know, saying, ooh, no, that's bad.
Just because everybody else says that's
right.
Bad.
And it gets into the idea that this notion that if you expose those ideas, all ideas, good and bad, you know, and instead of trying to censor them, the bad ones fail.
They fall away.
People will make up their mind.
Yeah. Whereas if we keep talking about how dangerous Richard Spencer is, he just keeps getting more notorious.
It's the Streisand effect where if you keep talking about it and you keep trying to
cover it up, it'll become more popular.
And
that's what's happening with Richard Spencer. Like, right. That's why I was against the ISFL. You know, I'd be like, all right, why attack him? Let him. Like, none of us really care to engage the guy. Let him just be boring.
I think it was more the reaction than the act itself.
Explain, like, what happened.
Well, so when he was thrown out of ISFLC and again today at CPAC, it was more about everybody reacting to the fact that it happened and the altercation, at least at ISFLC with Jeffrey Tucker. It was the reaction after the fact that got people talking about it and knowing about it. If it had just happened and there hadn't been 2 days of people hand-wringing over the fact that either it was ironic that somebody was kicked out of an event that was supposedly open and inviting, or it was people that were cheering it on that he was ostracized from the group. If we hadn't had that 2 days of hand-wringing, it really wouldn't have been that big of a deal, and we probably wouldn't have seen what happened today at CPAC.
No, not at all.
But it would have if...
Seth actually went.
Right.
I mean, he recorded it.
I think Seth is right, though, about it being a Salon article
waiting
to happen.
I'm totally fine with, you know, you want to have that time to talk to Richard Spencer, and let's really look into white nationalism and see if there's some merit to it. That you want to have those conversations, that's fine, but time and place and context matter. And at ISFLC is just, it's inappropriate. Like, there is no way that you allow him to be there and have that talk, and it turns out good for libertarians.
But wasn't it in, like, a restaurant, in a bar, in a
it
hotel
was in,
or something?
So it was in the hotel, which is where the whole event was. You know, in the, like, basement floor, they had, that's where all the rooms were with the speaking and the tables and all that stuff. So it was in the whole hotel, and they had a bar there where Spencer and...
He held court.
Like two other guys just came up, bought a drink, sat down, and then held a sign that said Richard Spencer at ISFLC.
So he was a hanger-on. Right. A hanger-on.
But he's doing it just for publicity.
So he had a sign.
Yeah, he did. And you can see that in my video.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was doing it just to gain attention, just to troll. And, again, if you don't shut that down, it becomes a Salon article of libertarians invite Nazi to their event.
Well, that and I think there's a lot of libertarians who are concerned that we will be lumped in with the term alt-right and just summarily dismissed like we were with the Tea Party.
We already are.
Yeah.
Because HAPA is the justification for that movement.
But instead, well...
I mean, come HAPA's... on. It's not that deep, Greg.
No, it is. Honestly, that's the roots of the movement. Murray Rothbard is the intellectual foundation of the alt-right.
I understand that. But maybe for the thinkers that you read, but for the most people, it's just Pepe the Frog on 4chan.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, we aren't the alt-right. But I'm saying, like, it's not like there isn't a justification for their claims.
Yeah.
So we, like, split off kind of like the Church of England and...
Well, like, Murray Rothbard decided to target redneck hillbillies that are the epitome of the Trump voter and trying to gain notoriety. That's why those letters for Ron Paul exist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the intellectual foundings of that sort of alt-right resistance, paleoconservative, white nationalism are a result of a strategic choice made by Murray Rothbard.
So, like, those seeds just laid back, they're just finally just... Probably brew for
they food. finally bloomed.
Yeah.
That's what people are. That's what people like. That's why it's like hard for me to condemn them. Like, well, it was our guy that made the strategic choice to go down that path.
That's why I've heard a lot of older libertarians who have been around since the 70s go, the greatest mistake that the libertarian movement made was going right.
Yep.
Was the Ron Paul Mises Institute Rothbard going right?
It just seems like that's the whole problem when you specifically try and cater to certain groups.
But then, like, you read Rothbard's biography, and he talks about how he spent 50 years writing for the left and catering to the left, and how he failed to gain one ounce of support. He got Carl Hess for a little while, and that was it.
Yeah.
So then it just comes down to, are we just trying to create libertarians?
Well, I think, I mean, if you look at the root of libertarianism, I mean, it is in natural rights, it is in negative liberty, the Constitution, restraining government, less government, no government, sort of antithetical to the modern progressive movement in the Democratic Party.
Yeah. I mean, there just isn't, you know, Murray Rothbard was the guy that really tried to build coalitions, left and right. Spent his whole life doing it, changing his content, changing his messaging. He just didn't have a ton of success, except he had some on the right by adopting a strategy of targeting Southern rednecks.
Do you think that's just because they didn't have the intellectual foundation to...
It's because you could talk about how the government... They had a natural apprehension towards government.
Mm. And it was a base. It was... They latched onto it. Anybody?
Yeah, but like half of them live off government cheese anyways.
They don't see themselves that way ever.
Right. No.
Well, that's convenient.
That's why a lot of black people are very like apt to like anarchy and stuff like that. When they break off, when you get them off the thinking of the Democratic plantation, they're easy to go libertarian because they have a great distrust of the government. They understand, like, oh, the government screws it off, but I still want my food stamps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But they don't see themselves as leeches off the system.
No, it never occurs to them that they're the problem.
Yep.
That's why they were so easy to manipulate.
Yep.
That's the reason I am the way I am towards that issue, is because it was a strategic decision to make that. Now, granted, it took a while for it to bloom, but it's not like they don't have a claim to Murray Rothbard either, or Hans Hermann Hoppe.
Yeah, but
not that we want them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not totally unjustified from saying they have the same rightful claim.
But we don't need to feed
them
that story.
No. Well, no, but it does need to not be. I mean, we can't just ignore it, or else it becomes taboo.
Especially when you've got Jeffrey Tucker. Jeffrey Tucker worked at the Mises Institute and is the guy responsible for digitizing all of the books by Rothbard, Hoppe, putting them online. If you go to their website and you can get the free ebooks, it's Jeffrey Tucker's idea and hard work that did it. That's why you see Fee doing it, you know, and it has been a great credit to Liberty, but at the same time, you kind of are part of the reason that this monster was unleashed. The unleashing of free thought.
And he was also one of the reasons that, I mean, they're split.
Right, he left. Completely.
The Brutalist versus the Beauty of Liberty. You know, when he left in 2013, 2014, and he basically said, screw you guys, I don't like the way you're doing things, and wrote the treatise of against libertarian brutalism.
He was the one who coined that term, right, Brutalist, because, versus, what was the other word?
The Beauty of the Liberty.
I don't know that he coined a term necessarily for that, but he was focused on the negativity of the Brutalists. And so I think that was his first step in trying to separate us.
He lived that's the reason he is the way he is. He lived the alt-right, the origins of it, and he realized it was a waste of time. And so that's the reason he's sort of the enlightened one that's the reason he is the way he is, like Brett said.
He's put up with a lot of shit. I mean, I like...
He regrets a lot of that.
I like
Jeffrey. Do you
think
the alt-right in 20 years becomes Jeffrey Tucker?
No, alt-right will be absorbed by...
There's no way, because Jeffrey Tucker is entirely... is far more intellectual than most of what we're talking about in the alt-right.
True.
And the leading alt-right thinker is in the White House. Stephen Miller. I mean, he and Richard Spencer, they co-chaired the Duke Conservative Union and put on tons of debates and discussions.
He's coming up a lot. Who is this?
So he's the second-in-command to Bannon in the White House for strategy. Young, super energetic, 36 out of Duke.
Seems like a real douche.
He is, and he is not good on TV, and he is very, very incendiary, and that's the connection that is yet to really be made in the mainstream media is that Stephen Miller and Richard Spencer, because he's not a name brand yet, when that day happens, that's going to be hell to answer for, because...
Yeah, how has that not become a story already?
Because he's so behind the scenes, right.
And so much of what he's done is covered up, and they're trying to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But it's not... No one has gone after to find it yet, because there hasn't been a reason for him to be thrown under the bus.
Exactly.
We have an article and video of Stephen Miller on We Are Libertarians, where he was on one of the Sunday shows last week, basically saying the White House will not be questioned. And you can go and see the video of it. And
they are the same person. They're the ones that absolutely, you know, turned the Duke Conservative Union, when they were there together, into an incendiary firebomb throwing organization. And they're of the same mindset, and they co-chaired it together. But the thing is, Miller had been so behind the scenes, and the vast majority of Americans have no idea who Richard Spencer is.
Mm-hmm.
No. They didn't know who he was until he got punched in the face. That's the only reason he got famous.
Freaking Antifa.
What is this Antifa that I keep hearing
Anti-fascist.
About?
Anti-fascist. They're the liberal response to... They're the alt-left. That's the way to think of them.
Oh, God.
They're the fascist anti-fascist.
Yeah, they're the angry militant left.
I thought they were going with control left.
No.
Yeah. They're the ones, like, smashing Starbucks in that limo on Inauguration Day.
So you walked up on it. Like, did you hear that Richard was there, or did you just happen upon this scene?
Yeah, I was walking in the hotel lobby, and another friend that I was with there at the event was like, hey, Seth, do you know who Richard Spencer is? And I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard of him. He's like, well, he's over there in the lobby, like, or over there, you know, in the bar of the hotel. And so I immediately turned around, stopped going to where I was going to go, went over and just was watching it, and then I started to realize, like, as people were heckling him and giving him shit, I was like, this is some good stuff. Something's going to happen here.
Yeah.
So I pulled out my phone and started to live stream it from Facebook.
So what exactly happened between him and Tucker? Can you kind of describe what you saw?
Well, he was going back and forth with a lot of, like, Q&A with other people, and some who were having to try honest conversations, and then there was heckling, you know, and learn to take a punch and all that kind of shit. But then, yeah, somebody said that to him. They're like, learn
that's,
to take
a
punch.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
He was in the middle of giving her an interview.
And somebody, I think I even got it in the live stream. Somebody held up a sign that, like, they just drawn it in 2 minutes on a notebook paper, and it was like this derpy looking face of Richard Spencer with a fist hitting him, and it said right in my feels or something like something to that effect.
God, I love the internet.
Don't you? It's just the greatest thing.
So I'm sitting here watching this whole thing, and you know, Richard Spencer is trying to make a cultural point, and he mentions Japan, and some guy shouts, you know, dude, no one cares about your hentai fetish. And I'm
what?
And I'm like, holy shit, this is live shit posting. Like, that's what this was. Like, I'm watching shit posting happening live.
You're watching a new fag get just trolled the shit out of on a 4chan board.
So
go back to Reddit.
Yeah, go back to Reddit. The Trump picture Reddit is that way.
Down the hall to the left.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey Tucker walks in at one point with his like scarf flowing down to his knees. You know,
are you kidding me?
No.
Bittner's question earlier before we went live.
No, it's very relevant. I have a lot of respect for Jeffrey Tucker. We're not going that.
Oh, he's gotten that question before.
I'm sure he has.
I don't think he's very salty about it. But moving on. So Tucker comes in and he just kind of like looks over at Spencer quizzically. And some people who were getting really like into, you know, aggressively heckling Spencer, they all come in and they're like, oh my God, Jeffrey Tucker's here. Like, he's got her back. And then so Jeffrey Tucker just starts talking and everyone else kind of drowns out. And you can see what he said on the video, but from what I remember, it was like kind of paraphrasing. He just said, you know, you're a fascist and your ideas have no place here. You're not welcome. And, you know, you'd be kicked out of this hotel. The only reason you're not is for, you know, public accommodation laws. They're the only thing stopping you from getting out.
I don't know anything about this guy, and I never really have wanted to even talk about it just because I don't know anything about him, and I don't find him interesting, and I don't think he may be relevant, but I just think he's overhyped.
He's dangerous.
Why do you think
Spencer?
He's dangerous?
Because he's the kind of... So if you keep making him taboo, he's that weird guy that you put on TV in the taboo boogeyman doesn't match up with how articulate he is. This is a guy that got his degree in English literature and then went and studied at Oxford. He has all the right connections, knows all the right people. He's exceptionally articulate and a student of history.
He's going to say that he's clean.
No. I mean, but the thing is, he doesn't match up with like your stereotype of the Klansman. So he sells it in a way where you're like,
he's not a skinhead.
Yeah, and he makes very historical points. He talks about, you know, ethno states.
He's the alt-right's anarchist in a suit.
Except he's mainstream. Like, his connections from going to Duke aren't like going and calling Ian Freeman. It's like calling George Stephanopoulos. That's the danger. And, like, that's why I think it's the biggest threat. I think the alt-right is the biggest threat to libertarianism, is because this guy is one hell of a spokesman if you're just experiencing him for the first time and don't know the background, because he's so incredibly well-read.
I will say, before Tucker came in and all that, and it was hard for me to hear everything he was saying and all that, and the other people asking questions, but somebody, if I remember, they were saying something to the effect, I think it was a black guy actually, who asked the question and said, you know, do you just like, you know, not like, yeah. Anyways.
Harry was there?
No, believe it or not, there is another one.
Oh. Why does he have to be, I'll handle this, Harry. Why does he have to be black, Seth?
He was a black guy because he said, I think he specifically used himself as an example.
He said, yo! Stop being so racist, Seth.
He specifically used himself as an example, saying like, why do you just hate somebody like me because I'm black? You've never met me. You don't know anything about me. And
that's the worst question to ask him, because he just dissects it.
Because from what I could hear, Spencer was saying, you know, it's not that, well, he was kind of saying something like, oh, it's not that I don't have any problem with black people. It's just, you know, people should stay amongst their own groups.
Right.
And when you have whites and blacks intermixed, it causes tension, it causes conflict, blah, blah, blah. So he...
That's,
you know,
the entire like,
I've not
foundation
looked,
of ethno-nationalism.
Yeah, I've not looked into his stuff too much, but from what I gather, like, he's technically he's not a Nazi.
No, like, what he wants is that
he's like, a white supremacist.
He wants
but he's,
to decline the constant acts of aggravation by taking people out of their cultural norms. So that's what he advocates for.
Which, desegregation.
Which basically. I've even...
Honestly, it's what the early paleoconservative movement in the 1950s, that's why they argued against integration of schools in Alabama, because they said if you put African-American children in with white children, they're going to be behind them, and it will create a permanent underclass because they'll never catch up.
And there was even like a black professor from Oklahoma, I think, who was advocating for segregating the schools again.
Right. It's a trendy thing, and like that's the danger of Richard Spencer.
Yeah. It's an interesting... I don't know, because like I've heard similar arguments made about like Anne Capistan and having private cities and stuff like that. You know, they're saying, you know, having a city of a bunch of, you know, mixed races, it's going to cause more tension.
He basically advocates for a two-state solution between Palestine and Israel, because you're saying that you keep the Jewish people here and you keep
it's
the
saying
Arab people here.
It's saying have an ANCAP city that's, you know, where the black people live, and an ANCAP city where the white people live. And you can even have a San Fran ANCAP city where all the gays go to... never breed, but you know.
And the key is that their whole justification is to limit the outbreaks of violence by the, you know, what leads to the outbreaks of violence are the integrations.
Right. And my problem with that is how it happens historically, just because there's already so much animosity between these different groups. There is no inherent reason why a black man can't live right next door to his white neighbor and
it's
get
a utopian theory.
Right.
Right, but the problem you have is all the millennia of baggage and history and shit, and we was Kangs and we was Viking lords and all this shit that you have to...
Yeah, we're not starting with a clean slate here. This is...
Why you had the creation of Liberia in Africa, you know, and that's why you know, they call it their capital. They still could refer to it as Monrovia.
And they still use American dollars, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean that was the implementation of this sort of theory. Now and like that's what scares me, is this is utopian theory by an extremely well-read, articulate guy that if you don't come in knowing he's a racist, you're like, ah, oh, he's got some interesting ideas, and that's dangerous in application, and it's dangerous
because
for libertarianism to get tied into it.
Because while he'll package it as, oh no, I don't have a problem with black people, I just want peace and, you know, not a lot of conflict, so that's why I want it separated. That's how he sells it, but in reality, what do you see that getting turned into?
I don't want it to be turned into anything, because that's
but if
a
it does,
dream.
What is that? Is that going next door, rounding up all the black people and shipping them back to Africa?
No,
what?
Honestly, it's school vouchers. If you give different groups and communities the choice of what schools they want to go to, they're going to pick the same. That's the danger of school choice.
You're actually seeing that educationally, but not in a racial way, but you're seeing
income.
It now when you have, when you have single sex academies, where you have all girl schools and all boys schools that are, and it's actually a fad right now in education for that to be a way, because you are separating out the stress and the distraction, using air quotes, of having mixed gender education. So Greg's actually right about segregating in that way, but it's happening currently on a gender basis rather than a racial basis.
And from this is a random side note, but from everything I've heard, a lot of gay shit goes down in those all boys.
Oh, I'm sure that it does. Well,
so there's frustration of a different matter happening.
But right. I'm just pointing to that's a
worry to me.
A fix that's happening right now in the educational world, and a lot of that is because of the voucher system and charter schools where they're able to.
And unfairly labeled, and it's unfairly leveled at the. It's not the charter school's fault.
No,
the
not at all.
Parents are choosing this, and then yet that gets labeled as a criticism. I mean, America just has to say, you know, maybe if we're not playing social planner, results happen we may not have intended.
Right.
Well, the thing is that there's also just case in point, and there's like studies done that boys learn better next to all boys, and girls learn better with next to all girls, because they have two different learning styles. A lot of boys are very fidgety, likes to get up and move around, and girls like to sit down and read books. Not all girls, but majority of them, and most of the public school system is designed for little girls. That's why you see a lot of boys on ADHD medication, all kinds of different other stuff, or being in trouble.
Yeah.
That's why the boys' academy.
What is it, like 10% of young boys, they're saying, have ADHD or something.
Whoa.
It's way more than that. It's like 70% diagnosed.
It's ridiculously high.
It's almost 100. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was unreal.
It was some crazy.
For the generation that's in elementary school, it's absolutely crazy.
It's some crazy statistic, and it's just like, it's look, you're telling me this percent of our young boys like have something mentally wrong with them, and conveniently enough, oh, here's a doctor with a prescription, and the drug company's behind it. Money, please.
And maybe
he's an 8-year-old boy, and you're trying to get him to sit still in a fucking math class
for 7 hours.
For seven hours of a goddamn day. No one can do that.
Right. ADHD is very fluid.
I'm 24. I can hardly sit at the same desk.
Oh, it's unreal. I don't know the percentage. I have to say that it's probably higher than what Seth quoted. Just from what I've seen in terms of the way that it's diagnosed and had drugs prescribed.
It's like 70%.
And the worst part is that the schools are complicit because they're suggesting to parents that perhaps their kid has ADD or ADHD and that they should be tested.
And then when you get that, as a parent, because they're trouble in class.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent, when you get that diagnosis and the school counselor, there's teachers and the doctors, when all the experts are saying
it's an assembly line.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
When all the experts are saying that your kid is fucked in the head, what is easier for you to do? Shell out the money and buy him a pill to fix little Timmy?
Mm-hmm.
Or instead of like actually talking with him and trying to figure out something about your kid, and oh, well, maybe he just doesn't want to sit, 7 hours a day
it's
in a math class. Maybe he needs to homeschool.
They're at the school the majority of the day. I mean, you're not.
No offense, Bittner.
But the other thing is, go ahead. Our schools sometimes won't even let your kid come in if they believe your kid have ADHD.
Right.
If the doctor says you can't come back to the school until you get on medication.
Another reason to avoid public school.
Right. That's another
thing. Control
seriousness. Yeah. Yeah.
That is the most unbelievable thing to me that they basically have created. They create a demand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's self-fulfilling demand.
And if you look at the chart, they're rising it up in volume because Ritalin and the ADHD meds.
What are they? It's Ritalin and what?
It's Ritalin and
I've heard of Ritalin. It's methamphetamines.
It's just straight up amphetamines.
Yeah. There's one real popular one. Whatever.
It's Ritalin.
Anyhow, Adderall. That's a real popular one. But they're basically getting to be, they're already generic. They're out of protection. Yeah, they're outside the 7 years or whatever. So they're just
volume's the only way to make money.
Volume is the only way to make money on it.
Correct. We got the documents. I don't want to get too Alex Jones.
Why do you think the frogs are gay?
We've got the documents.
It's all the piss.
But it all goes into it because once those kids 18 been on these drugs their entire life,
they can't get off.
Right.
It's methamphetamine.
Get on meth. They get on heroin. They get on something else. The moment they get off, especially when they get off their parents' insurance. Yeah.
That is amazing to me that it's that kind of
absolutely.
That's almost criminal, really.
It is.
Think about it. That's almost
so much of what happens in schools is criminal.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Dang, if it's that high number.
The sex, like we just exposed.
Brett Bittner just brought down
females
Big Pharma.
Really?
We have the documents.
Yeah.
We have the documents.
How?
By exposing the assembly line of schools where teachers can recommend that boys are unruly and so tell them to go to a doctor, get them prescribed ADHD.
No, he's 100%. I had dinner this past Saturday night with a friend who is a social worker in schools. Yeah. And
did Tad once have a discussion with this said woman about Africa?
Did.
Okay.
Yes. And so basically what happened, stop the chatter, boys. And so she was basically saying that in every classroom, there are 1 to 4 kids who just are unruly and the teacher just doesn't want to deal with them. And so they send them to the school psychologist or to the social worker, and they get recommended for drugs, and it's a very real problem. I mean, you think about a school with – you've got a class of 22 in eighth grade, and 4 of those kids in every classroom across America are being recommended for – that's why everybody's on ADHD drugs.
Wait, isn't your sister a teacher?
Yeah, but she teaches first grade. So like,
yeah, that's where it starts.
She hasn't prescribed – to my knowledge, she's either never mentioned it or she's never – like she
– ask her about it.
Yeah, I will.
You should. I mean, my nephew
– she would normally mention it, and she hasn't mentioned that.
My nephew is 6, and he's going through that testing now. Now, he does have some developmental issues. He was born really early, and he does have some behavioral issues. And I can tell from the conversations that I've had that he is more well-behaved, but I don't know what the detriment to him is going to be in the long term because
right. Do they even know?
6 years old, and they're putting him on amphetamines. They're putting him on these ADHD meds.
Also, by the way, if anybody out there can hook me up with a prescription for Adderall, I would very much be interested in that.
Remember the talks we were talking about earlier about how the you want to make shield yourself from lawsuits?
I'm just saying that I have a problem focusing. You all heard Jeff mentioned it earlier, and Daddy needs a little help.
Have you tried coffee?
Yeah.
I'm on so much jet alert, you can't even wrap your mind around it.
Have you tried Super Male Vitality?
Oh, I'm on like
four. Is the woke juice here?
Oh, yeah. You guys want some?
Yes.
I've had some. Around I know how expensive it is, so I don't want to take it.
Oh, no. Everybody's getting around.
Hey, oh, this is beautiful.
In
we
one
need
month,
pictures.
Tad's total testosterone's it? Coming out. Triple T. It's
are we
shit
are we
all
still
over
going?
That stuff.
Did you pause it or is it still?
No, keep going.
Okay so we're
Did
getting Spangle's going to get the woke juice.
Yes.
Oh, I can't. Have you never had it?
I've never had
have
it.
Have you never had
I've
it?
I've never had it either.
No, is this the dropper shit? No,
yeah.
I haven't.
Yeah, I've never
oh,
had it,
you guys. I swear you're going to start sweating
because am I going to like finally fall asleep at 9 a.m. tomorrow? Like, how's this?
It will hit you like a ton of bricks. Like, Seth, you might, if there was a girl here, you might be into her. Like, I'm not even kidding. It's that bad.
That would be effective.
Yeah.
All right, lean back your little head.
Hey, does someone, my phone's dead.
This
who can take
iodine,
pictures?
Oh, wait. Let me get a picture. Hold on.
Redo.
Damn.
You don't have to give him any. Just.
I am.
Come on,
but
you got to have a second.
Oh no!
Come on,
two of them.
There we go. Oh, okay.
We're trying to get the woke juice out.
Oh my god!
Seth is getting
I am buttoning my top
Seth
button, so all
woke
this hair I'm going to be
here.
Oh,
head back. Right. Head back.
Hairy might become white.
That
it's that powerful.
That tastes like
oh no!
Like rancid prune juice.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Woke juice.
Nasty as fuck.
The worst prune
now,
juice.
Dad, get Bittner.
I got you.
Oh my god.
All right, lean
tastes like the woods.
All right.
Hold on. Just
open
a picture?
The hatch and down the gullet. Here we go. Oh,
Bittner's getting
Jesus.
Woke. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You're supposed to take like one or two drops.
Oh, that was terrible.
And you just squirted the whole damn dropper in his throat.
You're supposed to have several droppers.
Hold on. I have a question.
Several
droppers? Are there any carbs in that?
Oh, no. You're fucked.
All
no,
carb.
No, it's all. Are you kidding me? It's all
it's
woke.
It's so sweet.
It is. Yeah. It's really. It's yeah.
It's
my tongue's
especially
numb.
It's,
my tongue's numb.
It's
yeah.
Rancid prune juice. That's what it tastes like.
My tongue
That's
is
terrible.
Numb.
I know.
Here, you want to chase it with some Fireball?
This
Come
thing,
on, guys.
It's just it got out of control.
Fucking do
after
this
after the document.
Oh my god.
See, I'm gonna get super woke.
The dropper
chest hair is
dropper
is. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He's doing
it's
three.
A fourth
he just
dropper
went for
down.
Three. Well, no, that was four.
You
were
going to do
oh
five.
God.
You're in the seventh dimension, right?
You
want to
get
if he
turned.
Starts ripping his shirt off.
Yeah.
He is
an animal.
Any second now, he's gonna turn into a shape-shifting pedophile.
I'm hunting pedophiles now.
Oh my god.
Let's do this.
Speaking
We've
of
reached
which,
interdimensional levels.
Speaking of which, do we want to talk about what happened with Milo?
Yeah.
You're the expert, right? On Milo.
I'll be honest.
Well,
I didn't.
Why, well hold on. Hold on a second
no,
now.
No, I'm
what?
Fucking with you.
Why, what would that?
Your people
Seth
talk,
doesn't
right?
have a black boyfriend.
I
not yet.
Don't.
Not today.
No.
Seth
Are you against it?
In theory, no. I mean, what? I'm confused.
So only in practice?
You gotta be consistent here.
I'm trying to figure out.
That's your black and yellow. Okay.
We just exposed Seth's racism.
No.
Seth's
yellow and brown and
makes
white.
The good medicine go down. Am I right, Seth?
It does.
I'm woke.
Is it because you like good rice
fully
and curry?
Woke.
What?
Because you like good rice
Tyler's
and curry?
Tyler's eyes are
no.
Or Tad's
I'm
eyes
actually
are wide
not.
Open.
I don't like spicy food at all.
Shit. Do they make
but when it comes to my boys, I want them to be a little spicy.
One okay. at a time, please.
Okay.
So.
I'm sorry, there was a conversation.
Tad, please reel your autism in.
Yeah.
I'm woke right now. It's not the autism.
Turn the screeching down. Just a tad.
Inside autism voices.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever tried to build your company on the back of autists? Because it's really
because we've been trying that for
Only
5 years. Here.
It's taken me 5 years to get to this point, and it's like pulling a lead weight.
Hey, it makes for good content.
I like that Bittner is about to throw up.
He is.
Some people can't handle being woke.
He took one dropper. I had five, brother. I almost turned into Hulk Hogan there.
You did.
I
heard your voice just
heard a little Hulk Hogan in there.
You. I'm going full Macho Man. You.
Oh, know. Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Never to attend gym.
Well, we've covered ethno-nationalism and Richard Spencer. Mm-hmm. We've exposed this racism. Bittner got woke. Tyler got woke, or Tad got woke. Harry, how are you feeling over there? You seem like it didn't even move the needle for you, brother.
It barely did. Only thing I did was like make sure I have a new shipment of fluoride filters coming to my house.
Do you buy from InfoWars?
No, I get it from somewhere else. Because I like to buy in bulk. I can't get those filters in bulk and get them straight from.
Do you use fluoride filters?
Yeah, I've got them on my my shower head, and I get water shipment to the house.
Do you have a water?
No, you don't.
Do you have a water
no,
softener in addition?
I
to
do.
This?
I get water shipped to the house, and I have filters in my shower. I'll Snapchat you next time I'm in the shower.
You're telling me that you actually put fluoride filters on your shower heads?
Yeah, you don't want that on your body. You don't want.
How
to shower
did we with. Not know this? That's full woke.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, woke
burps.
Yeah. I even have non-fluoride toothpaste.
Harry,
no,
you do not.
I do have.
Do you have a water?
And you have pearly whites.
Do you have a water softener in addition to all this?
No, I do not use a water
Harry
softener.
Harry has filters on his shower head.
I think he's lying.
I think he is too.
No, I have a filter.
He's done a good job at bullshitting us this far.
I do have this. I have to buy it.
Okay, like, from a man who owns like 7 grills and drinks 9 cups of coffee a day,
and the kind of you
it
put
makes
meat
sense
on.
Why the full woke. Juice
didn't
isn't,
do anything.
That's
is
true.
Like
what a
nine
waste.
9 cups of coffee.
Seth, Harry.
Yes.
I don't know how I got you two confused. Harry, look deep.
We're
in
part of
ass.
The minority okay. caucus, so
okay.
Why?
Why what?
I want you to explain to me why. Why?
Why what?
Holy shit! We are discussing fluoride.
Why?
4 years later, and it's finally
Galt
happening.
Would be so
Galt,
triggered.
Galt is somewhere with flashing lights, waving his hand, going, "It's happening right now."
Listen, March.
And Creighton is rolling around in
March
the alley. 13th, he's wasted.
March 13th, we are Libertarians live at Morty's Comedy Joint. We're going to be celebrating the 200th episode and the 5th anniversary of We Are Libertarians. So make sure you join us at 7 p.m. at Morty's Comedy Joint.
And wear green.
He's worried about carbs. Brett Bittner's worried about carbs.
I was going to ask.
He doesn't understand that woke supersedes keto.
you burnt so many calories.
there's no sweetener in it that I can see. Just some dirty old roots.
Just so much wokeness. Maybe you just weren't ready
woke.
For all this.
He's so.
He's seeing it in other dimensions.
As
he
I went in to get
bothered.
It. He's so upset with himself.
Okay. He's sweating.
And me and.
He's like, hot, isn't he? It's happening, isn't it?
You getting woke?
His head's sweating.
Are you about to rant about interdimensional shape-shifting
vampires?
Look at him pull his shirt open.
As I went in to get it, I was like, this is going to ruin somebody's night. This,
probably mine.
This stuff doesn't taste bad.
In addition to the no carbs thing.
Do you have any food allergies? Because you are starting to get blotchy.
Oh, I haven't had caffeine since the end of October.
Uh-huh.
I have food
that's
allergies.
That's what it is.
Let me read it.
Is there caffeine in it?
Here. Yeah. No, just the effects of
uppers
like that. Yeah.
That's what it is.
I don't think that there's anything in it that actually does anything,
yes.
To be quite honest.
How dare you?
I can't feel anything.
So I took 5.
You
I'm too woke.
4 different types of roux.
Yeah. I had no idea you were such a woke guy.
I'm reading
woke.
The
do you collect rainwater?
In this. There's a fruit, two, three different
I'm
types.
Not, I don't know
no,
how to
four
that
different
because
types
I'm
of
actually,
roux.
I
superseded rainwater.
I turned off all your mics. I'm off. Quiet, everybody.
All right. I'm reading the Super Male Vitality ingredients. There's a fruit in here, 4 different kinds of roots, 2
Did
bars.
Did you say there's a fruit in here?
Yeah. Okay, because... because
talking.
Its name is Tribulus terasteris. Yes. And then there's like a leaf in the stem. Because they have all these weird names, and then in parentheses they have what it is. So there's a fruit... 4 different roots, 2 barks, and a leaf and stem.
4 straights.
Tad don't
2 turtle doves.
Seed your stem.
And a Nazi in a pear tree.
Yes.
You're a red.
Poor Brett Bittner. We fucked him up good.
Are our mics on now?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's okay. Mics are on.
He's cool. Commie red
Harry,
right now.
Harry,
we might have to fire up the helicopters. I've seen some red scare in here.
Yep.
Harry, now you... Harry actually somehow has managed to... He doesn't collect rainwater. He goes even a step further. So do you cloud seed? Is that what you do?
Hold on. I turned your mic off. Hold on. There we go.
Turned my mic. Silencing black people. Actually, I have a collection of filters, and my sump pump is so low in the ground. I got such groundwater around my house, and I can filter it that way. I can do about 25 gallons in the basement of my house in the course of probably 8 hours.
And you still pay to have water shipped to your home?
Because, you know, you don't want them to know you're off their grid. You want to be on it.
Smart.
If you're
dude,
too
you
far,
are Satoshi Nakamoto.
Shit. He's woke
too far off their grid. They can condemn your house because you're off the grid. Because you're.
Did you know?
I had no clue he's this crazy.
This is like...
He's woke, not crazy.
You know,
right?
If
Alex
you would
Jones,
show up on Saturdays, you would already know how crazy he is.
You knew this?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There's a black comedian who does a bit about black people. It's like, you ever go to Thanksgiving dinner? It's like listening to motherfucking Alex Jones there. Everybody fucking crazy. They talk about the Illuminati and Blue Ivy ass in the Illuminati.
And then this whole time, we thought Harry was just, first we thought he was a respectable conservative.
The most normal of us all.
Alex Jones look like a moderate.
Crazy man.
Wow, Harry, way to keep
a
secret.
Alex Jones is CIA shill.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, he's that comedian.
Yeah, he was married to a Jew.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
That's a very hard W you had there. Yeah. It was a very hard W, Tad. Maybe we should take it up to ish, okay? Let's add an ish to that to not be so anti-Semitic.
Please. We gave Richard Spencer a fair chance. I think it's fair to say that we couldn't offend anybody else no matter what we said at this point.
Of course. All right. Well, let's start wrapping it up.
It's time to close it up.
We still haven't touched on Milo.
We'll do that as an episode.
All right,
we'll do that next time. You add that to your list of your podcasts.
We'll
20.
It's actually
it.
Once you read about it, it's something you would like.
Harry and Seth do a little podcast of their own on Twitch.
Until Seth came out as racist.
I'll tell you what though, Harry, nobody has a better bit rate than Harry.
Yep, I have high bit rate. I have many many frames. My two R9s are screaming. It's what? Yeah, PC Master Race. Anyone on?
Did he just wait?
He did. He said that.
Go away, dirty console.
He did.
Yeah, dirty console peasants that are listening to the show on their consoles. How dare you? Throw them away.
He said PC Master Race.
Disgusting. 720p, 30 frames a second on an FPS. Yeah. 55 degree field of view. Get out of here with that shit.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
It's freaking junk. And they wanted to go well, I can do 4K now after you're spending $400
more. 4K? PS4 is 4K is bullshit. It's not real 4K.
Yeah, it's.
They're right.
Yeah. I'm still Dreamcast master.
A $10,000 PC rig today might be able to run 4K at 30 frames.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
if you're
especially
streaming
a console and not overheat on itself, that's how I get most of the consoles at my recycling
but
place
you're,
because
you're,
they try to do that.
But your $400 console can run 4K.
Yeah,
okay,
sure,
bro.
Yeah,
cool
yeah.
story.
Scream!
If you want to hear more of this resolution
right now,
circle jerk.
If the audience can't see this, but just this entire last interaction, Seth and Harry were both squatting with their arms over their head, waving in the air, yelling back and forth at each other.
In some unknown language.
Can we get a picture of that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. We need to.
We're screeching. Eating graphics cards. My frames.
And the rest of us are just
I'm just
here.
Oh my God.
I thought the male vitality had finally taken hold and they were speaking another language.
Interdimensional.
You know how in the sixth sense when he sees a ghost and everyone else looks and it's like the kid's just talking to himself or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a video from Harry, not my. Harry and my perspective, we're just normally talking, and then you guys are looking at us, and we're just there going.
That's what happened.
What you saw for the last 5 minutes.
Let me be honest. I normally don't. My profession is video streaming at this point, and so I knew exactly what Harry was talking about for the first time ever. So I blame the male vitality, but you guys have a Twitch channel for We Are Libertarians now. It's We Are the letter R Libertarians because James registered We Are. Libertarians and refuses to go find the email. Oh, bro, I set that up last year, bro, and that's in an email that I can't go look at because I'm so far. I'm like, just do it. Wow. James.
Yeah. It's worth it. Hack bruh. It, James.
Yeah. Bruh.
Yeah. So we moved it off of my personal Twitch stream, so now I can do what I want on there and watch all the girls that play LOL on there on my own stream, not to watch whatever. Oh, so what? You go to We Are Libertarians, help. Which E-R Libertarians. It's great.
League titty streamers, basically.
Oh, okay.
You would like it.
You
Spangle.
Mean X-Hamster?
No, these chicks play solitaire.
You are one of those straight people.
Like, how great is it though in chat? And I feel sorry that guy we used to know that isn't here. We couldn't talk about.
I know
that James Neese last Friday night created an entire new genre of porn.
He did.
Bucktown porn is the number one trending search on Pornhub.
Do I want to know?
It's like the white trash of Martinsville.
And Martinsville is basically the West Virginia of Indiana. And so within West Virginia, there's another West Virginia, and that is Bucktown.
And somebody that Spangle has been wanting, and a listener, Hannah Weber.
More than a listener to me.
He's been wanting to make part of this show. Sent us a video from Christmas that was of her cousin Prowler.
Prowler is his
Sprout
name.
And Uncle Bud,
named after a great automobile.
Yeah,
the fuck up.
Swear to
those,
God,
those are not
no
real people.
They're given names.
No, this is
not
some country
given name.
This is some country
figure.
I want to see the birth certificate.
I have the documents.
I've seen the documents.
Yeah. This is like that's some shit she made up to fit in with her whole country girl persona.
I swear
bullshit.
To you, it's true.
I have been doing a thorough investigation of this girl.
She sent me a picture of her log splitter.
Was it generous and thorough?
She's 21 and adorable, so you know I'm
and a scumbag Republicans.
No, she's not. She's
when I knew her, she was a scumbag.
She was,
Republican.
But she's not anymore.
She still awfully sounds like it. I don't know.
You're just because she's screeching at me right now.
Well, let's wrap this thing up.
All right, final thoughts for this episode, Harry Price.
Come watch Seth and I stream. We're playing right now, 7 Days to Die. We'll go back to streaming now that Seth has stopped, you know, going around the country, seeing you.
That's not true. I'm moving this weekend.
What?
So
it's okay.
My computer's not going
to
be set
It's okay.
Up.
I got an anime convention go to this week because I couldn't stream this weekend either.
And right. We have plans
do your
on
anime
Saturday.
Thing,
and I've
fun.
Got plans this Saturday. I got yoga and brunch.
Yoga and brunch with Bittner.
Hey, it's Basic White Girl Saturdays.
Yep. And then mimosas with Tad at 12.
Tad, what about you? Anything on the...
Well, we got the Tad Western podcast, which
Tad
is
Talk.
Tad Talk. Huge success. You're probably already followed. You probably listened.
1.7 million downloads.
Where?
First week. Where? Everywhere.
No, but I mean, where was the number one country?
How many
episodes? Oh, Turkey. I'm huge in Turkey.
How many episodes are out?
Six? We'll be on Tad 6 this week.
And how many of those 6 are still up?
Three. Cause
that's him
three
shaming
been,
you.
Three have been taken down by the globalists.
Oh.
Google is after my ad revenue. You can't even search Tad Western. None of my stuff comes up because they're trying to censor me.
That Chrome is true.
Chrome has blocked access to tadwestern.edu.
If I search for Tad Western.
I tried.
In Chrome porn
you're
mode.
You're on a fucking list. Yeah. If you
in porn me. Mode of Chrome.
No,
incognito.
I searched
that's
for
the, how you really have to do
I
it.
I searched for Tad Western because I was trying to make a meme of him, and
you
it was like whitewashed.
You can't.
You couldn't find Tad Western
you
if
can't.
You tried
Tad
nobody,
Western.
Nobody knew who Tad Western was
listen.
On the internet. It's sad.
I had my blood tested.
Or Illuminati.
And it came back. I had plutonium-67 in it. They're trying to Roger Stone me, people.
They are.
Harry's right. You have to have a water supply.
Harry's crying now. He's got tears.
Harry's actually got tears in his eyes.
No, Harry's woke. That's the wokeness.
Harry, now show me your it. Palms.
Hold on.
Somebody filter those tears. Those are triple filtered.
The moment when the woke juice hits you.
There's no fluoride in those tears. Hey, I'm gonna distill those into Tad's vodka.
I'm good.
Triple woke vodka, Tad good. Style.
I gotta be honest. You don't think Tad Western is funny. You're not American.
Join Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
Not.
Join Al Qaeda.
Go join ISIS.
Take my hat off to that.
Yep. If you ever message me on any medium and say, ask me if I think Tad is funny, I'm going to immediately report you to Homeland Security as a terrorist.
I'll confess, early on, I thought the Tad Westman thing was pretty stupid, but it's starting to grow on me.
I know.
In a very weird, a uncomfortable boil. Way.
You got a Tad boner, don't you?
Just a little bit. It's
you're
a
coming
little,
to the news ranch, aren't you?
It's a good
chub.
Semi.
It's you got a Tad like, Chubb, don't you?
It's not like when Jeff is around.
No.
When
Jeff is around, I need a minute before I stand up.
You have to understand, probably one of my, I would say definitely top three favorite comedic minds, influences, whatever, is Andy Kaufman. I love Andy Kaufman. I love when people can't tell if something is real or serious or not. I know you're not much of a fan of Andy Kaufman.
I am, but it's one of those things where when someone just Jewish, absolutely loves him, right? I love to take the contrarian view and watch how mad they get.
I know, you're a cunt. And so, much like Borat, like Sacha Baron Cohen, I think is hilarious.
Oh, the best.
Borat is one of the funniest.
Borat and Ron Paul.
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, that was,
he's
my
trying
God.
To queer me.
No, I thought Ron Paul runs out
Bruno.
And he goes, he's queer as blazes.
That was Bruno.
That was Bruno.
The Mexican chair people.
That was Bruno.
Oh, shit. I had that
Borat was Bob Barr.
Borat was Bob Barr.
Borat was Bob Barr and Alan Keyes.
Libertarian. Yeah, Alan
he's
Keyes.
A real life chocolate face.
And so to me, the, like, if
bang,
you don't
bang,
know.
Skeet, skeet.
Andy Kaufman has been dead since the 70s, but because
supposedly
he, because people 80s. Don't know if he's dead or not. Because
according to Wikipedia, he died in 84.
84, okay, and he died of cancer. But apparently, like there were rumors that he was. It's he's just a great troll. He's,
that's how good of a troll he was. Yeah. People aren't sure if he had actually died or this is a bit.
Right, that he's committed to a death bit for 35 years or whatever it is,
and it would be the greatest troll of all time.
He's truly a genius. And if you don't know who it is, go watch on YouTube, Andy Kaufman. There was a period where, like, he was on the first SNL and he did some Mighty Mouse stuff, and that's not great. The wrestling stuff that he did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, once you get to the wrestling stuff,
when he,
him
with Jerry
Letterman,
Lawler.
Oh,
and that is amazing. Man on the Moon was a fantastic
with
biopic.
Jim Carrey. So there's this one where he's like, I'm going to take you down, Jerry Lawler. And he was making fun of Southerners, and there was, like, this big woman, and he wrestles this big woman. He's like, I can beat a woman. I'm about, like, he's, like, super misogynistic. You'd love it, Greg. Like, it's very
I don't
funny.
Know what you're implying.
Yeah. And
Map to the Kitchen.
What did you say this week, Greg, that who was it that you
that girl that's that, a Huff, is she HuffPo?
She writes for HuffPo and the local alternative weekly,
and she was just being over the top feminazi,
and I wanted to date her, but she I'm busy this week and maybe some other time,
and that
was
part of the reason I put her in her place,
right?
And so I said, run along hun, this is man talk, chop chop. And you would have thought that the most offensive thing I've ever said, like, it triggered every guy, too, because every guy was white knighting. And so every guy was like, that's horrible. And I'm just like, I just kept posting Trump memes.
What did she say in response? I never actually went back.
She gave me she actually liked it and then gave me a middle finger and then, like, said, that's funny or whatever.
Here's what you have to understand about that girl. She's actually a troll at heart. And you know how I, like, I'm into liberal girls who are trolls.
Yeah.
So,
can
her
we
loss.
Get back talking about Tad? I wasn't
Tad,
finished yet.
Tad, you have the floor.
I was just trying to get
thoughts.
Everybody woke. Anyway, Tad Talk has been wonderful. We're going to be on our sixth episode this weekend.
Who's on it?
Well, I would invite you, but you wouldn't show up.
Not true. If
Not
you
true?
Remember, if you check the documents, I tried to come twice.
That
the first
is
time
true.
Spangle
you
didn't
were
respond.
Shot down by this, somebody else who was trying.
That's true. So
but
I
someone
wanted.
Needed, listen, someone needed the Tad bump more than you did. And I gotta put out names out there, but you can go back and look at the you can look at the history.
I love Turks.
Yes. So anyway, go out, people. Get the Tad Talk podcast. You dip?
He's playing with Tad's dip.
When I dip, you dip, we all dip.
When I put my hand up on your hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip.
Listen, hey. I'm a product of hip hop. Anywho,
it's so stupid.
Everything about it is dumb.
I've got the plutonium 67. You're trying to Roger Stone me.
You guys are all government shills. Anyway, get Tad Talk. You will be fully woke afterwards. That's all I've got to say.
Some of us are now.
What an idiot. All right.
Super male vitality.
Brett Bittner.
Super Tat. Oh, the Tad's Tropical Cruise. I've got listeners. I gotta keep.
He said, if anybody wants to join your cruise,
on spring break,
I gotta give them the updates. There's update. It's a pain in the ass trying to put a cruise together. I should have took the advice and got someone to do it for me, but I'm a Tad's control freak and I like things to be perfect.
What about is the college shut down?
No, the college is not shut down nor under investigations that the liberal media would have you to believe.
So you're still serious about Syrians?
No, I'm serious about Syrians, and I need to inform the informants about everything that I know. So if you want to be super woke, sign up, tabwestern.edu.
.edu.
Right.
Major in Syrians.
Matter of fact, we'll find you. That's how selective... I don't give a shit what you scored on your SAT, ACT. I don't care what dodgeball.
He's not even smiling.
I don't care. We will find you.
We'll find you.
Tadwestern.edu is, it's like meeting the minds on LSD. It is what's going to be. You get a degree from Tadwestern.edu. You are automatically enrolled in the Illuminati. And everything else.
See,
you're a world leader.
All right. Is that it?
I think.
All right. We'll give you, before we final wrap up, we'll give you the chance to go one last little time again.
Yeah. So prepare your.
So you asked me if I had anything to plug.
We're going to let you do it again. We're just going to go to Bittner
now. I just love to inform the people. Go ahead, little Brett Bittner.
Prepare a yarn.
He's lost 10 pounds of sweat. He's going to be asking where a scale is. His Fitbit's been going off all night.
How are you handling things,
Brett? His Fitbitner.
I am pretty sure I'm going to be up all night.
You will. You're going to be doing a Wikipedia on MK Ultra like none other.
I've already started.
Have you guys heard about this thing called HARP? It's a radio signal that controls your mind.
And Harry's like over there going, I tapped into HARP last week.
He's got pineapple.
Is that little beanie like protect your mind from the harp waves?
What you can't see is that it's actually lined with tinfoil
on the inside. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So when we're at yoga and he takes it off, you get a glimpse.
He takes it off.
Rarely.
Yoga is a safe space.
Yeah, yoga is a very safe space.
Mm-hmm. The harp waves don't go in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't take pictures in there either.
It's because of the positive energy flowing around.
Correct. Yeah.
No pictures. Vibes, no videos. Man.
He's like on Better Call Saul. You got to take your cell phones and put it in the mailbox.
Yep.
Oh, man.
That's what it's like riding in the car with Harry.
Brett Bittner is looking for a new career.
Sure, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, plug yourself.
Come on. I'm super woke. Yeah. I'm ready. All opportunities come my way.
Can you talk to Miranda?
I'd be happy to.
I think that's a potential career for you.
I could use a ranch hand.
You could go down to Beef Dip Bear Week. And
with Jesse Riddle?
Yeah, I'm sure they'd like you there.
Am I big enough now?
That's true.
Do you measure up? Is that what you're asking? Yeah.
So he's an otter now?
Yeah, he'd be closer along that otter bear spectrum.
All right. Well, now I know.
An autistic otter.
I'll have to change all of my social media profiles.
Saturday morning cartoon.
The autistic otter.
We eat off our bellies. I think you nailed it.
That's so bad. But we can say it because Tad's autistic.
And black.
Is he our autism insurance?
He is our autism insurance.
So anything else, Mr. Bittner?
Nothing.
Good to have you back on, Seth. Ezekiel.
What?
Isn't that your middle name?
No, it's Patrick.
Oh, shit. I thought it was Ezekiel.
I was so confused there.
I don't know why I thought that.
My parents aren't that biblical.
Oh, okay. Why don't you just call him Job or something? Like
Patience Job?
Yeah.
Job Boo needs a refill?
What?
No, Major League? No reference?
Wow. No.
What a bunch of Aspies.
I'm too gay for sports. Okay, I don't do that.
Okay. Thanks, Harry.
Much like Job, he's trying to have his back 40 destroyed.
Oh, damn, that's a good one. I like
Nailed
that.
It.
It's a hard task, but I keep trying.
If you're an aggressive top.
Pretty indestructible. Yeah.
Elaborate. Elaborate.
Email it.
Well.
If you're looking for an indestructible behole.
Challenge accepted.
A behole. Then.
Those DMs. Basically, if you had a rough
It's going
week,
to have to be a group effort a at this point. One just.
Won't. It's going to be a group effort.
God. Wow.
And this is why I have you keep my last name off the show.
Yeah.
I don't want future employers looking this up.
Sorry to interrupt
apparently
you.
Unless they need a secretary.
Well,
apparently the
I mean,
only
if, it's
that could...
if it's Helix that I'm interviewing for, then...
That's all right. You can come
it's a gay porn
Tad.
Studio for all you breeders who don't know that.
Breeders.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty straight people.
Breeder privilege.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to work for Dick Diggler.
When I was in D.C. this last weekend, I had a guy stop me and give me this whole bleeding heart spiel about the environment and wanting me to donate. And, you know, gave me the whole, oh, dear God, think of the children, think of your water. And I was this close to saying, like, listen, I'm gay. I'm not going to ever have kids. I don't give a shit. I'm walking away.
That's kind of brilliant.
I know. Like, you are the selfish assholes trying to make more humans to fuck up this earth. So
that's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody in here is childless. Harry, one on the way.
Got one on the way. Yep.
Yeah. Good job, Harry.
Way to go.
What are you going to, are you going to name it Alex?
You know what? No. He's actually the most responsible
what?
One
Gunther?
Here.
Gunther?
Gunther.
Yeah, Gunther.
Very masculine name.
Yep.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah, going with Gunther.
What if it's a girl?
Gunther.
Holy shit. Is that a unisex name?
Yeah, it's unisex day.
Oh my God.
Hopefully it'll get
for fucking nerds.
Is it just me or does that name sound... Yeah, I mean, that name sounds
Jason?
Very...
We're going to name it Jason. It's
like
a unisex name.
That's like, that's Dwight's other cousin on The Office.
Yeah.
Like
Moe's
like,
Gunther.
This sounds like an Amish.
That raises beans.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And has the What was the Christmas thing that crossed
Everyone shut up. Harry.
What's up?
You're really going to name your daughter Gunther?
Yeah. Gunther.
Which is, hey, look, my parents...
Is that a family name?
No.
Harry. Aww. Harry, my parents, they... when, if I was going to be a girl, my name would have been Heather. Okay. I'm so glad I ended up being a boy with a Seth.
Now they call him Disappointment.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
This room is
Let's
brutal.
Let's be clear, we're all on a libertarian podcast. Every one of our parents calls us disappointment. And you're listening to a libertarian podcast, so you're definitely a disappointment.
I hope my parents never hear this. This is too far out.
Oh, the multiple dick destruction of your anus is the part you don't want them to hear.
I can just picture the narcissist.
They fill in the blanks.
At the Avon church. And someone coming
up.
Oh,
no,
up
they go to church in Plainfield.
I know, I was purposely saying Avon. To put him off the
Which
set.
Which church?
All right, you two stalkers, now you've got a better chance at finding my
we
family.
We just heard about Seth's indestructible asshole. Sitting there in the narthex sipping coffee.
Basically.
Are you really disappointed in him?
He's got the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego of assholes.
I thought the last guy's name was a bend over.
Three at once. That's bucket list goals. Well.
That's like six balls.
Hashtag squad calls.
Just a picture of six dicks. It's you'd had end up with Goatsy.
Seth, is your homepage Meatspin?
No.
Honestly, if you've never put Meatspin up on a coworker's
it was
website.
At my like first internship out of uni. It was Meatspin all over the place. Yeah.
What did he just say?
Uni.
His first internship, Meatspin was like the homepage of all the computer backgrounds. Where was it at?
No, he said uni.
He worked at a butcher shop.
It's a university.
Tad. This is America, and this motherfucker just
I have
uni.
Listened to a British guy on YouTube for 5 years, and over that time, I've picked up Britishisms from it.
Pootie
Pie, fault.
Is that who you've been listening to?
No, he's fucking Swedish, you moron.
Oh, you listen to Pootie Pie.
No, Total Biscuit. He's cynical Brit.
What are you, gay?
Yeah, you don't know Pootie Pie?
I know Pootie
Total
Pie.
Biscuit
Tad
is legit.
Western setup.
I just like that. Tad was like, what are you, gay? You watch Pootie Pie? Well, actually, yeah, I have six assholes.
Anyway, to all the Taddicts out there who need to get their Tad roll in. All
right, we gotta
wrap this up. Anything else? You'd like to defecate on?
No, I don't think so. We'll get to the Milo stuff later.
I'll do that episode with you.
That's interesting. Like, I do kind of want to talk about that.
Yeah, me too. I do too. So we'll do that episode.
Because I don't think it's as black and white as people make it out to be.
No, right, there's much more, you know, there's layers. There's it's like Richard Spencer. You got to peel back the onion.
Yeah. Levels and I'm curious to see if he recovers from this or not. My gut tells me he will, that this won't kill him.
He's super dangerous.
He will, but he won't
despite leaving.
It won't be like it was.
Yeah.
He'll never get to that same.
His 15 minutes of fame.
It's a huge hindrance.
It's just like the Amos and Andy thing Opie and Anthony and all that.
The crazy thing is the clip was a year old. Like it wasn't a new thing. It's just sad.
It's okay. Lena Dunham jokes about sexually abusing people and gets in trouble at all.
Also, Bill Maher got nailed too for
pedophilia.
Yeah, defending.
Look at Brett's eyes.
Anyway, we can talk about
Alex Jones, Bill Maher gets hit with pedophilia, Lena Dunham.
It's all connected. It's all
coming together. So did Hillary.
Hey, there's a unique conscious out there. Turn into Tad Six. I'll gloss over it for you.
All right, Greg.
I don't have anything else to add, but this is an absolute abomination of a podcast. So if you're a new listener and first time giving us a chance, I swear there's usually more content and it is usually less rated R. This is one of the most fun ones we've done.
Our outro will be very sincere this time.
And we're going to get the picture. We have to remember to get the picture of Seth and Harry squatting and autistic screeching at each other.
I'd like to formally apologize to the Instagram user that I blocked for saying that we are too much fluff and not enough content or whatever. It was.
Very true.
And I blocked him.
We did have a pretty in-depth conversation, though. I mean, you were dealing with a personal issue while it was going on, but there's some substance.
Sure, it's all good.
Well, this was a pirate episode.
The ADHD.
Because it's rated R.
Oh my god.
Okay. What mic is he on? All right, we're gonna turn that off. Okay.
Is there an abortion button over there?
He just turned the mic off, guys.
I did. I turned his mic off. I hate puns. Puns are the
lowest form of wit.
The devil's wit.
I feel like it's a dad tool. My dad makes puns all the time.
That's because you ruined his son.
He's punishing you.
I get it.
It's God.
How punny.
God's punishing you.
Get the clamps.
I'm allowed to make those jokes. It's fucking funny in real life.
You wrap this up.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. I thought I saw a ghost in the window.
Miranda's tits.
Yes, we are awaiting the arrival of Miranda Barnett, the proprietor of Miranda's World.
She's not white enough to be a ghost.
She was here earlier, and there are several nip slips. Did you guys see them? Anybody see them?
I think I saw half of a side boob at one point.
Yeah, I didn't have a good angle from where I was sitting. Yeah.
I had too much of a good angle.
I personally guarantee.
It's a little over the top.
I personally guarantee to each and every one of you, you will see a tit before this night is over.
I saw one.
Even if it's Brett's.
Like, I felt one. I don't know that I need to see one. It's just...
Now it's a challenge.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Thank you for joining us on this episode of We Are Libertarians. You know, I normally wrap up this episode, but really, I feel like we've got to go to the man who is the Turkish sensation, the Turkish Titan, Mr. Tad Western. For final thoughts, and then I want you to do the outro with Greg. This is a great honor. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate you
of course.
Giving your listeners and your audience to me for the end of this podcast. Check out Tad Talk.
Episode 6 coming out Saturday.
Episode 6 coming out. I mean, I really don't need more listeners because my bandwidth's just...
Too woke.
Yeah, it's just... it's a ton, but... I do love the feedback I get from everyone. I truly mean that. I couldn't do this without you. Actually, I could, but remember, keep them holstered unless you're ready to shoot. And Greg?
And as always.
Say, and as always.
And as always.
We promise
to do better next time. Pew, 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 pew.
Hey guys, hi, it's me again, yeah, I'm asking for money again, I don't like doing it, I don't, It's not like I sit here and think, oh man, I want to beg people to give us their hard-earned money. Money that they go out and they work at boring jobs all day for. You know, I know that asking you for $5, $10, $800 a month is a lot. And I know that you have a lot of options out there. You could give $5 a month to We Are Libertarians, or you could give it to, like, I can't even think of anything else that you would want to give it to, honestly. I mean, I consider us half as valuable as Netflix. So We Are Libertarians, like, according to the stock market, is worth, like, billions. They just haven't heard about it yet, which is why we need advertising. So that's why I need you to please go to WeAreLibertarians.com, scroll down in the sidebar, make a monthly or a one-time contribution through PayPal, sign up per episode on Patreon. We're going to take that money, and we're going to do stuff with it. Not like hookers and blow stuff. We already have a slush fund for that elsewhere. The Cokes send us that money. This is going to go to Facebook advertising and other forms of advertising to grow listenership to the show so more people can learn about libertarianism. Think about it. How did you learn about libertarianism? Was it us? Did you get involved in libertarianism because of us? If you did, then it means something to you. You'd miss us when we were gone. It's not a threat. It's just I'm saying, you'd miss us if we were gone. So, please, WeAreLibertarians.com, make a contribution. The more contributions we get, the less of these there will be. That was a threat. Thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Get our other shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.